Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Find myself, stay away from you. Break my heart, it's all you ever do. So I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo. When you're wishing I may, wishing I might go riding with you some Saturday night. I give you ink, ask you what you think about my new ink, then I walk on by. I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo to remind myself, stay away from you. Break my heart, it's all you ever do. So I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo.
Well, folks, it's that time. It's live on the Drew Marshall Show, an hour or so, devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by Emily's House, because when there is no cure, there is Emily's House. This week's recording artist, the Lovelocks, Lovelocks Band. Lovelocksband.com is the website. Here's a little blurb. Let's see if you can see if this makes any sense. Soaring vocals, sweet harmonies, and sultry strings. The Lovelocks are a female alt-country duo comprised of Allie Rainey and Zoe Newman. Featuring the new single, Teardrop Tattoo, playing in the background. And by the way, dedicated to our lovebirds, our dating game contestant, Valerie, and her catch of the century, her man for her plan, Esteban. That's right, we're playing them a heartbreak song, a breakup song. I don't know what it is. The Lovelocks released their debut EP on February 11th, which shot up the charts like a rocket to number 2 on the iTunes country charts on the day of the release. The Love Fest continued, appropriately, on the eve of Valentine's Day as hundreds of guests attended a blowout Toronto EP release party at Revival. I was one of those hundreds, and I won Nadine's chocolate. That's all I have to say. Hailing from Toronto, Zoe and Allie first became friends over a shared love of music, which led to writing songs in each other's living rooms on Sunday afternoons, and eventually the decision to start a band together kind of came out of all that. So with combined talents on fiddle, mandolin, acoustic guitar, bagpipes, and vocals... Would you stop laughing, Allie? I'm not that funny. Look at Zoe. Take her lead. The Lovelocks are woven together with killer harmonies and a desire to create music that gives voice to both the bitter and sweet in life. Ladies and gentlemen, for the second time on the Drew Marshall Show, the Lovelocks. Big round of applause for the Lovelocks. So glad to have you here. A rumor, little birdie told me that the album is even doing better. Is it number one on something? What's Allie? Allie, what's
it
going on?
It is, yeah. So topcountry.ca, their charts were number one in country sales in Canada this week specifically. So thrilled about that as a new band.
So you guys are going to buy new cars and
oh, yeah.
House.
I already have a yacht. No, I'm just kidding.
No, congratulations. And I got to talk. Let's talk about first about that EP release. I walked in there with a couple of seasoned music veterans, John Brooks and Michael Bennett, and they looked around and went, "This is an EP release?" It was packed in there and popping and looked fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, that thing went off. It really, really did. I was at the back of the room the whole night, sounded great. It had a nice little sort of, if you were near the front, it was going to, you know, rock your world. And if you were near the back, you could sort of continue a conversation. So it was really mixed nicely in the room. Everybody, you had this great stage present. The harmonies, of course, is what you're known for the most. By the way, did you get sick of that? Oh, you're the harmony girls.
We actually haven't heard that too much. I mean, it's definitely part of our mix, but it's not... I don't know. It's not one of
those
things.
Part of your branding?
Yeah, not part of our brand quite yet.
Really?
But maybe soon.
Soaring Harmonies, I read twice on your website. So I'm going to say it is part of your branding. Have you fought?
Have we fought? Well, I think like any good friends, any close friends, we definitely know how to compromise and work together. We're good friends, almost sisters.
Excuse me? Is there something we need to know about one of your parents?
So close as sisters. Oh, and okay. Business partners and all that. So we found a really good way to compromise and work things out. And of course, there's always times where we disagree or butt heads or whatever. But
what percentage of your songs are, heartbreaky, achy-breaky? Ooh, they just remind me of a mullet. But kind of songs, you know? What do you say? Because you guys, neither of you are schmaltzy, neither of you are cheese. So for you to get into the country industry, which is known to have a little bit of cheese on top, I love the sarcastic bent in some of the songs that you guys have.
We have no idea what you're talking
Whatever.
About. Whatever. So I think two out of the six songs on our EP are songs about heartbreak, but with a twist for the most part. But, you know, as a country band, you have to sing about heartbreak.
Yeah, baby.
And life experience isn't complete without heartbreak. So, yes, we absolutely bring that to life on our album.
Fantastic.
And hilariously, we have no true love songs on our EP.
It's true. There's a theme.
I don't know what that says about us, but we do love, Drew, despite what you may think.
Whatever. Okay, well, let's do a song. And could you introduce your Axeman to us, please?
Sure. This is the talented Emile Dion accompanying us on acoustic guitar.
What is with this room today? We have Emile and Esteban. Are we going to bust out some salsa here? Or?
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe the two of them can demonstrate.
That's awkward. All right. What song are we doing, girls?
It's a new setup. We are doing the song Dance.
Yes.
And this is a song... it's the first song of our EP, and we love it. It's the Toe Tapper Finger Snapper, and we hope you guys enjoy it.
The Love Locks, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Tear down and broken hearted, heard that your life's been hard. Did you lose that sparkle in your eyes? I don't know what it is that keeps you from smiling like you used to. I want to see you coming back to life. Dance, dance while you have the chance. Sway, sway to the beat in your chest. Life is only just a moment, make the moment last. Dance, dance while you have the chance. I'm writing this to tell you, don't matter what you've been through, I promise you it's not the end. You think it's over, it's not. So get up, dust yourself off, and find that rhythm in your feet again. Dance, dance while you have the chance. Sway, sway to the beat in your chest. Life is only just a moment, make the moment last. Dance, dance while you have the chance. When the world gets you down, pop the top and go to town. Find a song, feel the beat. Come on, honey, move your feet. Dance, dance while you have the chance. Sway, sway to the beat in your chest. Life is only just a moment, make the moment last. Dance, dance while you have the chance. Dance, dance while you have the chance. Sway, sway to the beat in your chest. Life is only just a moment, make the moment last. Dance, dance while you have the chance. Dance, dance while you have the chance. One, two, three, four.
Fantastic. The Love Locks live in studio. You girls probably have just a crazy, creepy following of guys.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do. I'm one
of
them.
You one of them?
Way ahead of you.
Super creepy.
Are you the head of the creepy
Yes,
club?
I'm not only a member, I'm the president.
The founder.
Yes, the founder. You know, I told you I was going to ask you this question, and I wanted you to think about it ahead of time, because it's an odd question. I've asked some of the other girls we've had in our show this, too. Of course, I can't remember their name. Scarlett Jane. Have you ever met them?
We have.
Right. They're pretty ugly.
You are a horrible person.
Well, what I'm trying... I'm sarcastic. If you guys were ugly, would you be as successful?
Well, Drew, you're successful and you're ugly. So the answer is yes.
That's your answer.
That's a great answer.
I'm never telling anyone what I'm going to ask ahead of time ever again. That was a shocker. Who else do you play fiddle for? Do you play fiddle for like Rolling Stones or something?
No, they don't have a fiddle player. I play with Terry Clark,
right?
Country singer.
Right.
So, yeah.
We gave away some Terry Clark tickets here on our show a little while ago. She was playing up at Casinorama not too long ago.
Yes, I was there. Yeah, I was with her, and she is awesome. She's a great friend, and she's been very supportive of our band and helping us out on Twitter. And
but she doesn't want you to succeed because then she loses you, right?
I can't answer for her.
Speaking of fiddle, I was watching you play, looking at the bow. And I was reminded of our video of the week last week, which was two cellos.
Ah, yes.
Those guys are crazy good.
Yes, they are. And they are also quite good looking. Part of the
especially
equation,
the guy on the left.
So you seem to think.
You know, I've shown that video to a few people, and every female I've shown it to, they say, oh, my goodness. Especially the guy on the left. That's what I always hear, especially the guy on the left.
I have to watch this video. I haven't seen it
yet. But they just beat the snot out of the bows, right? Mm. I mean, I hope they own their own herd of horses because they're going to need... Are they made out of horse hair anymore? They're not, are they?
No, yeah, they are.
Oh, they still are.
Absolutely. It's the horse's tail. No horses were harmed in the making of my bow. It's just the horse just needs a haircut.
They need a trim every now and then.
Really?
Yeah, it's before they get highlights done.
Right. Your bow should be ombre. Yeah. What else do you play, Allie? By the way, Allie's a fiddle player.
Yeah, so I play fiddle. I play some mandolin. I play some acoustic guitar, and I sing. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Yeah, and Zoe also plays.
No, but it's not about Zoe right now. It's about you right now.
It's always about me.
True.
Come on.
So true. The first time I saw you, you were actually, I think you were leading some singing someplace. Were you on stage somewhere?
Yes.
Talking about loving God and stuff like that?
Probably, yeah, at church.
Yeah, what were you doing?
Worship leading.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that stumble as it comes out of your mouth?
No, not at all. It was a very great part of my life. And actually, that's how Zoe and I met.
Oh, you met, you were both kind of doing the same thing at
we
the meeting house?
Yeah, leading worship and loving music, and we just became friends through that experience.
Right. I remember when I think I brought this up last time you guys were on the show, but I said to Zoe, I knew you had just this ridiculous voice, very talented, and I'd heard about this, getting together and forming a band thing, and I said, oh, let's get you on the show. And you were like, well, just hold on a second. We need to get our act together, we need to just, kind of go down the road a little more. As to, what our identity is going to be, who we are. I guess there's some PR, promotion, marketing strategy, blah, blah, blah. Was there a point where you guys went, maybe we shouldn't do this?
No, I think, it took a really... Allie and I have been friends for over 10 years, and we actually visited the idea of creating a band well before we actually created the Lovelocks. So I think all the humming and hawing happened before we created the Lovelocks.
Right.
And once we started going down this road... And doors started opening, and we started defining who we were as a band and started on this journey officially together. For me, anyways, there has never been a question in my mind that this is where we should be at this point in our lives.
Right. I would imagine you both have real jobs, too. Are you a full-time muso, Allie?
No, I do work a lot in music, but it's a very seasonal profession in Canada.
Yeah.
So I do a couple of other things on the side as well.
I tried to get you on the same show as Shannon McNeven, who, of course, is the founder of Boots and Hearts. Have you been in touch with Shannon at all?
Not directly.
There's enough, 3-2 degrees of separation, like Joel Ogier, that you could connect with him. And because I would love to see you guys perform. I mean, everybody's trying to get in the Boots and Hearts bill, right?
Absolutely.
Wait, are you?
Well, we would love to be connected to him. Yeah. I think Boots and Hearts is one of those festivals that we would love to be a part of. So if you can make the connect, Drew, we'd be
No, that's Joel Ogier, man. He's the connector, good dude. It's summer, so what's coming up as far as tour and performances? And then I want to get you to do another song, and we'll take a short break, and we'll come back with more of the Lovelocks here on the Drew Marshall Show. But what's going on this summer? Is there a tour?
Well, I think in the next coming months, we're actually doing a residency at Moonshine here in Oakville,
Fantastic.
Which is exciting, and
Fantastic.
We love that venue. It's a special place.
Yeah, John Brooks just played there a couple of months ago. Fantastic performer from down in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so how long will that be there? Or how long will you be there for?
We're doing once a month there from March until May.
Okay.
And our first gig is next Wednesday, March 12th.
Wait, let's focus on that. We want our listeners to go to this.
Absolutely.
So next Wednesday, March the 12th, I got that part.
Mm-hmm.
What time? Do you know?
I think it's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
It can't be like 10
it's
o'clock.
It's right down the street, so come on out.
Okay. Will there be cover?
Yes. There's I think it's
$5.
Oh, so reasonable. So reasonable. Okay.
We're a cheap date.
I've heard. Okay, what else other than the residency?
Yeah, and so we're just actually working out a a fall tour. So we will be going out west in the fall, absolutely, and focusing on Ontario dates through the summer.
You need to hook up with Paul Brandt. What a great guy to be. Well, you probably have. Have you worked with Paul?
I haven't personally. I've met him, but I haven't worked with him, no.
You know Justin Hines?
No.
You know the guy in the wheelchair who does a lot of...
Yes.
I hate to describe him that way, but he is the guy in the wheelchair that has done quite well musically. Anyway, he's going to be on our show in a few weeks. And he's done a lot of work with Paul. That's where I first met Justin, was when Paul was touring around with Justin. Mm-hmm. So I would like you to be opening for Paul Brandt very
That'd
soon.
That'd be awesome. You would love to.
Used to. All right, can we do another wee tune, please?
Great. This next song is called He's My Man, and it's a sassy little number.
Just like Zoe.
Ho, ho!
One, two, one, two, three.
White fences, this little house 100 miles from town. That boy heats up my senses, the kind of man you always warned me about. Bring it on, I love the heat, I'm ready to roll, my heart is free. I'm leaving, you don't have to understand. Mama, he's my man. Point this thing toward Memphis, I could use a little blues and rock and roll. He kisses like he means it, he burns me up and makes me lose control. Bring it on, I love the heat, I'm ready to roll, he's all I need. I'm leaving, you don't have to understand. Mama, he's my man. Mama, he's my man. Mama, he's my man. Mama, he's my man. Oh, bring it on, bring it on, bring the heat. Bring it on, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on, bring the heat. Bring it on, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on, bring the heat. Bring it on, bring it on.
Yeah. All right, folks, there it is, the Love Locks, live in the Drew Marshall Show. So glad to have you guys. Can I just say that this isn't going to come across as nicely as I want it to. You guys are better.
Thank you.
I don't mean to say that you used to be worser, but you're better. You really are better. I'm quite thrilled to have both of you here. Do you think that there's such a thing as hitting a stride or hitting a magical time in the season where magical time in the season, waiting for some magic mushrooms to come in the room here, where all of a sudden you go, you know what? Yeah, this is what we were supposed to be.
I think there's definitely a clicking that happens after you spend enough time working on any project. I think that anyone can relate to that. You know, you spend years sort of researching and working on your craft and just practicing and doing live shows and writing and, you know, doing whatever you can to be just better as an artist. And I think that we've come to that point now where we've had 2.5 years under our belt doing all of those things. And so we hope that we're better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. That's really great to hear.
I'm just telling you that for whatever it's worth, I've noticed that you're better. I want to talk about your Axeman here for a second, because Emil just kind of let it loose on that last song. Is there something else we need to know about this guy? I mean, you just find him on the, you know, rentaguitarguy.com or what? What's the deal?
Well, Emil, in our opinion, is one of the best guitarists in Canada. So we feel very, very privileged to be working with him. He works with a number of musical acts, and you'll see him on the stage a lot with a number of different people because he's that guy.
He's that guy, yeah. Who's your double bass player? Do you have? Because I've seen that in a music video. Do you use a double basser very often, big stand-up bass?
Yeah, we've worked with a couple amazing players. Mark McIntyre was one, and another guy named Steve Zerai, both Toronto musicians. So, yeah, we love the stand-up bass.
I keep suggesting people that you could or should play with, and I'm just thinking that Ken Whiteley's Gospel Matinee would be a great spot for y'all to kind of go into. Mm. However, you then run into the... Now, I know there's a fear of being branded as, you know, the God chicks, because I know you both have, you know, a God thing going on in your lives personally, but you're not branded as a God band. You're not a gospel band. You're not a Christian CCM band, thank God, which is why you're on the show. But I still think that it would be just the kind of sound and organic thing that Ken Whiteley would love to. Have you worked with Ken, Allie?
No, I haven't.
Wait, you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't actually.
How dare we?
He is the folk grandpa, the folk patriarch of the Toronto scene. And he, once a month, and I think the last one is coming up this month, he has a Ken Whiteley's Gospel Matinee at Hughes Room. And it's sold out every time. And he gets all sorts of fantastic musos from all over the place coming down. And,
awesome.
And Jacob Moon has done stuff with him. Of course, Moy Levy and Cecile. Is her sister Cecile, I think? I think that's what her name is. I'm looking at you going, okay, you don't know me. It's funny how we think other people in the music industry should know the people that we know.
Sure.
Yeah, and oftentimes we do. It is a small industry, but there's also, you know, we're on the fringe of some of the other.
Right.
say what's happening in the gospel scene.
When we come back from our break, I want to ask you about your EP release, which is just an incredibly successful evening, and what it takes to kind of be where you guys are at. I know this is a kind of a relatively new thing for, you know, the Lovelocks, the existence of the Lovelocks, but you guys are doing really, really well. This might be the sharpest start to something I've seen in at least 10 years, you know? You just seem to have grabbed some great traction so quick, so I want to ask you about that after the break. Folks, when we come back from our break, more from the Lovelocks, but I do, just before we go to break, want to tell you about Emily's House while the Lovelocks play there in the background. Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice, and to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and supported as possible during their last weeks, months, or days together. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this the other day. I've had 16 big operations, lots of smaller ones. This makes getting through each day really hard, but I'm so happy for the help given to me here. It all helps me forget my pain for a while. And when I get scared, I can ask for help. The families in Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, but what about the kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, I can think of no better time. Go to emilyshouse.ca and donate today, because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House. Short break, back live with the Lovelocks.
coaster ride. Baby, I wanna get off. It's not meant to be, so why do we
keep on going
round and round and round in circles? It's not working out.
Lovelocks live on the Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic. Now, I don't know whether you realize it, folks, but we tricked you there a little bit. We came out of the commercial break. Normally, we're playing something off the CD, but these guys, we just couldn't stop them. They just decided to start playing during the break. They just play all the time. They don't stop. So we just kind of had to turn the mics on and roll with it. Well done, yous guys. We're getting tweets from people that saying they're digging it, so that's kind of an important thing.
Awesome. We love the social media.
Yes, you do love the social media, and I want to talk about the rise of the Lovelocks, because as I said before the break, you seem to have gained some pretty decent traction. How? You know, it's the typical sort of Tiny Talent Time question. What advice would you give to young, you know, musicians who are up and coming and wanted to be rock stars like you guys? How did this happen? Where did the traction come from? And if you say the Lord... I'm kidding. You're allowed to say that. But yeah. I'm just thinking about an award show, what you'll say at the ceremony, you know.
Oh, is this an award ceremony? Yeah, we're supposed to give that answer? We thank Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. For us, we did spend a solid 2 years laying the foundation for our launch. And one of the key things for us was putting all the pieces in place before we actually put our EP out there. We actually finished our EP last June, and we've been sitting on it for 8 months, and it's been a hard thing for us to do, but it really was a process of putting all the pieces in place, putting the right team in place. And I think one of the biggest things that really contributed to our success was the fact that we actually crowdfunded and we partnered with our community to raise the money to actually do our EP. And because we involved our community in the process, they've been so alongside of us through this launch and have actually been the ones to help propel us to number 2 on the iTunes chart the day that we released, and number 1 selling, you know, country artists last week on topcountry.ca. So I think, you know, involving our community in this whole process has been so integral to our success.
I just thought of someone else I need to tell them about you guys.
You should be our manager or something.
I so should. Casey Clark.
Casey's.
Yeah, well, you would know Casey, wouldn't you? Yeah. You'd hang out with him a little bit?
We've met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've hung out a little bit, and he actually has hosted a few events that we've performed at, so
yeah.
We have
He's
met.
He's really nice
he
for
is.
A short guy. Sorry.
He's nice.
No short man syndrome there.
No, not at all.
I don't remember him being that short, but that's because you're ginormous.
Stop.
So.
the crowdfunding thing. There are a lot of people that go, what? The only crowdfunding that I know of is the one time I had lunch with Randy Stonehill down in Seal Beach, California, and he asked me to fund his next CD, which was awkward. Can I say? It's a little awkward. What's crowdfunding, Allie?
Yeah, so basically it's where you partner with your community, your fans, your friends, your family, people who are supporting your project, and they donate a certain amount of money, and in turn we give them rewards and exclusive access to us, to the project. So we had everything from giving people YouTube covers of their favorite songs to baking cookies and driving all over the GTA delivering like 50 dozen cookies.
We won't do that again.
Not a good idea. Write that one down.
Yeah, so we had a fun time organizing all of that and putting rewards up for people to participate with. And through that experience, we got a ton of momentum, just inviting people to take part in this and to get on board with our vision. And so since that time, which was about 2 years ago, those people are still with us and are the reason that our album went to number two on release day with zero radio play. And that's the reason why our release party was packed out and why the word is spreading about
us. Come on.
So
the reason your EP release party was packed out was because of Nadine's chocolates.
Also true.
So good.
I bought 4,000 raffle tickets and put them all in that stupid
bowl. Weren't they so good?
My favorite moment, actually, one of my favorite moments that night was Allie and I were exhausted after the show because organizing this thing was like organizing a wedding times four.
Yeah.
A wedding on crack.
Sure.
And then we
performed.
There's
been a few of those, you know. Sorry.
And then we performed, and at the end of the night, we flopped down in the green room with a box of chocolates.
Nice.
Nadine's chocolates in front of us and just mowed down. Yep. And it was one of my favorite moments of the night. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like we're advertising for Nadine's chocolates here. But, you know, crowdfunding, I was thinking about this the other day. This is a little off course, but it's my show. I know a lady who has been married to a Pentecostal preacher who's an idiot. And they have been separated for a while. And this guy is such a douche that she can't get divorced because she can't afford to hire a lawyer.
Wow.
Crowdfund
to help for a divorce?
To help a lady hire a divorce lawyer to get away from this idiot.
I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
What do you think?
Well, I just don't know that I can comment on that. that's awkward.
Can she bake?
Maybe
really?
If she does it for cookies.
Drive cookies all over the
divorce
place?
Divorce for cookies.
Okay, so tell us about this gig again in Oakville, please, because I really want people to go to it.
Sure. So the Moonshine Cafe, Kerr Street. Next Wednesday, March the 12th, 8 p.m., and there's a $5 cover. We'll be there with our band and playing some songs, and it'll be a great night.
How many are in the band? Does that fluctuate?
Yes.
As opposed to flatulate?
Yeah. We have a few scenarios. We have an acoustic trio. We have a quartet. We have a full six- or seven-piece band. It just depends on the venue, the budget, availability,
yeah,
all sorts of logistics.
Got it. How big the stage is, etc. Mm-hmm. Where can I get my grubby little hands in that CD? I mean, I have the CD, but if I was someone who didn't go to the EP release and get it in the little pink bag as I left the building.
The loot bag?
The loot bag.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. You know what? I'm sorry, but the best part of that bag, aside from your CD, was the pencil.
Thank you.
I freaking love that pencil.
Oh,
it's my
so
favorite
glad.
Pencil now.
Good. Ooh,
we have 500 more if you're interested.
How do we get the CD?
So there are a number of ways that people can get their hands on our CD. The first is iTunes. We are definitely there. Also on our website, www.thelovelocksband.com. And we are also in store in HMV stores.
Like legit CDs?
Like
real CDs?
Yeah, they still exist.
Right beside the 8-tracks?
We went old school.
Kicking it, baby. Nice. Uh-huh. Good job. Good job. All right, let's do another wee tune, please, if we shall. What are we going to do? Can you set it up for us?
Which one are we going to do?
Look at the play. How about 18 and 17? I think that would be a good one to do. Can you tell us about it? Is there anything? I mean, do you believe in setting up a song, Allie? Or should you just do this? Like, how do you feel?
Yeah, I think it's always great to tell the stories behind the songs. We are songwriters, and we wrote 5 of the 6 songs on the EP, and this is one of them. This is a song about a love that came too soon.
Oh, are we talking like teenage pregnancy?
None
of
your business.
Okay.
Mind your own beeswax.
Sometimes it feels just like yesterday. You held my hand and begged me to stay, but
that town was small, and I had dreams of city lights and bigger things. 18 and 17, we were way too young. I was wild and free and afraid to love. When I hear our song on the radio, I feel that first kiss from so long ago. Now here I am, still looking for wild and free and afraid to love. I hear you moving on and you found the one, but my heart still runs back to 18 and 17.
Absolutely beautiful. Man, I love that song. You know, I thought the Teardrop Tattoo is my favorite, but that just reeks of emotion.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So who wrote that? Did you co-write this one?
We did, yeah. We co-write all of our songs.
Really? Now, How does that work? I mean, I'll do the first line, you do the second line. How do you do that?
So it usually starts individually. One of us will have an idea and we'll write something, whether it's a line of a chorus, a line of a verse, even just a song title.
Or a hook.
An idea, a hook, exactly. And we'll come together with it, flesh it out. And then we've done a lot of writing in Nashville with some other co-writers down there as well. And
gone to the SoCan house yet?
No, actually. We do have plans to, but not yet. And but yeah, we take our songs down there and finish them up and come back and, yeah, sing them.
And sang them.
Sang them.
Songwriters that you admire. Let's do the whole who's in your CD player thing and stuff like that. Like, I know Dan Hill has written just crazy sustainable tunes, mostly for other people's, where he's made his money instead of singing them himself.
My favorite is actually another Dan. Dan Wilson is a songwriter. He wrote Adele's... I'm going to forget the name. But it was the Grammy-winning song. And he also wrote the Dixie Chicks' Not Ready to Make Nice. Someone Like You. So just such a
Where's he from?
Heavy hitter. I think Milwaukee or something.
Oh,
somewhere,
Milwaukee.
No, somewhere in the States. Somewhere in the
so
States.
So he used to write for Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
Got to be but old. Zoe, you wouldn't get that.
No, I'm far too young.
And I would.
Oh, sorry.
Nice.
No, but in terms of songwriting influences for this EP specifically, I think Alison Krauss, Union Station, is a huge influence for us. We're hoping to see them in July when they come up to Ontario.
Why are they a huge influence, Allie?
They're just an incredible bluegrass string band with so much emotion. Alison Krauss is just probably one of the best voices ever, in my opinion. And we just love the instrumentation of Jerry Douglas on dobro and banjo and mandolin. And there's just the acoustic stylings of that music is so a part of who we are and what our sound is. So that's been huge. And then writers like Joni Mitchell, the Dixie Chicks are an obvious comparison, being two girls who play instruments. And Zoe plays acoustic guitar and some fiddle as well. And so, yeah, we love all of those people.
And do you want to add to that Allie list?
I think she covered it off.
Everything she
nicely.
Likes, I like too.
We are sisters.
Sisters from other misters.
Sisters.
Teardrop. Oh, really?
Come on.
You're so cheeky.
Who doesn't like a little white Christmas in March?
Of course. Teardrop Tattoo. I mean, that's a great. I mean, talk about hooks, right? I mean, as a matter of fact, I can't believe there hasn't been a song, or is there a song out there about Teardrop Tattoo?
Not that we have heard.
No, that's fantastic. I just love it. Who came up with it?
Actually, that is the one song off of our album that we did not write. And part of the reason why we recorded it was because it was so hooky. And
yeah.
The first time we heard it, we were actually recording a demo, and the guy who was recording the demo with us heard us and just said, "Oh, girls, I have the perfect song for you." I had written it a few years ago. We were just waiting for the right act to perform
really?
It. And we listened to it, and it was very early on in our journey, and it just stuck with us the whole way through,
yeah.
And we decided to record it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any tattoos, Zoe?
No comments. Do you like the silence? I have a teardrop tattoo,
really?
Giant one on my face.
Really? Face.
So,
I'm
we
just
actually,
kidding.
Do you know what a teardrop tattoo is?
Yes.
Well, we didn't.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
So, the song is a breakup song. It's
yeah.
Really cute, and it's up-tempo and happy, and, you know. So,
so it's not about prison?
No, so we
shocking.
Yeah, so we've been playing this song for a few years, and at one point someone came up to us after a show and said, you know, love that tune, but did you girls know what a teardrop tattoo is? And so a teardrop tattoo is what someone gets on their face if they've murdered someone while in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already committed a crime to be in prison, but then they choose to, you know, continue on.
But if you take that allegorically,
yeah.
They've already committed a crime, a love crime, while in the prison of love. And
that's
deep.
Is this?
You should have been a poet. Wow. Who are you?
I wanted you guys to do another song here quick, but just want to let you know. So, yes, we are leaving this part of the conversation. You guys have both diametrically different pupils. Yours are so small right now, Zoe.
It's because I'm angry.
And you, is that it?
You
got the Incredible Hulk thing going on? And Allie, yours are like friggin' planets.
I have a light shining in my face.
No, but they were huge. Like, anyway, okay. So what I want to know is which one of you is high right now?
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a drug test?
I think it
might be you. Yeah, I think it is me, yeah. All right, let's do another song. But is this our last song for you guys?
Our last song.
All right.
And
yes,
it's Teardrop Tattoo, so it's perfectly timed.
Oddly enough.
Hmm.
Oddly enough. Folks, just before they finish with this song, I do want to tell you one more time about our sponsor of Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely, S-O-U-L-Y, see how cool that is, to the art of music. Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice. And to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and as supported as possible during their last weeks, months, days, whatever. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's house, said this the other week. I've had 16 big operations, lots of smaller ones. This makes getting through each day very hard, but I'm so happy for the help they've given me here. It all helps me forget my pain for a while. And when I get scared, I've got someone to ask for help. So the families at Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, but what about the kids from our own communities within our own neighborhoods? You know, it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. It's unfair. It's not right. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, I think it's time. Go to emilyshouse.ca and donate today, because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House. Folks, the Lovelocks, they've got gigs you can go to. They've got CDs. They've got mugs and keychains and frisbees and pencils. Lots of pencils that you can buy. But this is the song we've all been waiting for. The Lovelocksband.com is the website. And Zoe Newman and Allie Rainey, thank you very, very, very much for joining us today. And Emil as well. Dude, I love that Martin. Great sound over there. Great fingerstyle as well. Going out with a little teardrop tattoo on the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you.
teardrop tattoo to remind myself, stay away from you. Break my heart, it's all you ever do. So I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo. When you're wishing I may, you're wishing I might go riding with you some Saturday night. I'll give you ink, ask you what you think about my new ink, then I'll walk on by. I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo to remind myself, stay away from you. Break my heart, it's all you ever do. So I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo. It'll be right there in the corner of my baby blues, so I won't have to cry over you. Saturday night, I'll give you a wink, ask you what you think about my new ink, then I'll walk on by. I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo to remind myself, stay away from you. Break my heart, it's all you ever do. So I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo. I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo to remind myself, stay away from you. Break my heart, it's all you ever do. So I'm gonna get a teardrop tattoo.